Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Finally, Friday is brought to you by Major Spoilers VIPs from around the world. Thank you for making this Finally Friday episode happen. If you'd like to become a Major Spoilers VIP and help support everything that we do, point your browser to members.majorspoilers.com. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Finally Friday. Can you believe that we've made it to another week? And next week is a super short week. That's going to be so nice that next week is a short week. A lot to be thankful for next week. And I hope that you're going to have some fun wherever you are around the world. I know some of like Canadian friends celebrated Thanksgiving last week. But maybe if you're in another country that doesn't celebrate Thanksgiving, which I know many don't, perhaps you will find something to be thankful for in 2014. So where are we going to go today? That is really up to you. And in order to kind of pick the topic and the direction that we go, you need to give a call to our Major Spoilers hotline. The phone number is, as always, 785-727-1939, or you can call me on the Skype line at Steven_Schleicher. So the chat room is open. If you're looking in the chat room, the place you want to point your browser to is our YouTube channel, Major Spoilers Video. And in the streaming portion of this page where this live stream is going on right now, the chat window is open. Some people are in there and you can participate that way as well. Still getting over a cold. That's no fun. Believe me, it's no fun, especially when I'm trying to hack up a lung every half hour. So I don't know how long we'll go today. I don't know what asthma feels like, but I would imagine it kind of feels like this, where it just is really hard to get a good deep breath in just because of what's going on. So we'll see what happens and see how long we go there. So like I said, the Skype line is open, 785-727-1939. That's the number that you want to call, and we will get you on the air. Or Steven_Schleicher. So a new book came in this week. We've talked about these books before. The World According To... Well, Inside Editions has finally released The World According To Batman. And again, we've seen the Spider-Man, the Wolverine, the Joker one a few weeks ago. This one's really interesting because right inside the front cover, there's a dedication. Damien, my son. This digital document contains multiple data layers for your access only. And it goes on and on and on and on. And then it gets into kind of the history of Batman and things that he does. And this book is crazy. As always, it's got a bunch of, I don't want to call them pullouts, but it's like a scrapbook, which makes this digital edition somewhat silly. But there's one of them that I thought was particularly interesting is the preparation, the recommended workout regime. And there's three little workouts, four workouts on here, actually. You can see one of them up on the screen. So workout number one is 500 Swiss ball rollouts, clean and jerk reps, 385 pounds, bench press reps, 500 pounds, 300 leg kickbacks against heavy band, 30 heavy tire flips, parallel bar routine with 20-pound leg weights. And you can see he's got a bunch of different workouts. Tells you how you're supposed to do them, all those kinds of things. And again, remember, this is all pointing to or being sent to his son Damian. So it's kind of crazy. Now, it's also got some cool things like what is inside the bat belt. If you've ever wanted to know what was inside the bat belt, you can find some anesthetic darts. You can find an electromagnet pulse generator. You can find some lock picks, a buckle that will only open with a digital code, first aid kit, lot more. Nothing, I will repeat that, nothing about shark repellent. So I'm a little disappointed about that. And then finally, when they get into Wayne Enterprises and talking about how Damian is part of Wayne Industries, attached in here is Bruce Wayne's business card. And I took a picture of this because I thought it was so great. His phone number, of course, 555, because everybody knows that a fake phone number has to start with the 555 area code. But then nice, because DC Comics is all about 52, and then 1939, the same year that that Batman first appeared in comics. And interesting, 1939, just like the Major Spoilers hotline number, 785-727-1939. Where are you going to take us today? Give me a call. Let's chat. Let's see what's going on your last, is this the last Friday? Coming up on the last Friday of, no, is this? Let's open up the calendar. Is this really the last Friday of 2014? My goodness, time goes by so quickly. It is. What else have I been up to? Well, I got to show you this because I thought this was super cool and I can't wait till January when this comes out. The Lego Detective Office officially announced. This thing looks so cool. It's from Lego Creator. It's part of their Expert Series line. They've got an entire series of these things that make a whole city. There's a cinema complex, a palace theater kind of thing. They've got a French restaurant. They've got the city hall. They've got a fire department and just some blocks of stuff. But this thing looks simply gorgeous. Coming in at over 2,000 pieces in size. Let's see if the site's going to work for me. Three different layers of stuff. It does include a pool hall that you can see down here. And then above the pool hall is a detective office, including, and then the detective's name is Ace Brickman. And then above that, a rooftop with a little water tower, some of those kinds of things. And then the second building in this line is a barbershop. Let's see if I can get a different angle of the barbershop. Maybe this one. It's got a barbershop on this level, and then the next two levels are an apartment building. And inside that apartment building, if you can believe that, I think this is the image. Nope, that's the upper part of the apartment complex. Where is it? Oh, here it is. It is so funny. I don't know if this is the first ever Lego toilet, but it certainly is the first ever Lego toilet with one of the chain pulls like you find in the old days when you had to get a little bit more pressure and gravity to help flush everything down. So it's got that for everybody who's been dying to get their Lego toilet fix. This is the Lego Detective Office. It's been officially announced. It comes out in January of 2015. That's when you can order it from the Lego store. Price is not too bad. With this many pieces, this could easily go for $200. It's going for $159.99. comes with all sorts of figures, comes with a barber, comes with a couple of guys in the pool hall, comes with a cat, comes with a woman in red, comes with our Ace Brickman, comes with a female police officer, and I thought it came with a male police officer too. And then it also comes with a guy who is possibly the criminal. Just a lot of detail in these sets. A couple of new brick pieces are also going to be in this set. I don't know. If you're a fan of Lego like me, this might be something that you want to get in 2015. Looks pretty cool. Even got a little mirror for the barber shop. I'm definitely getting this. Definitely going to do a Lego build of that. Okay, everybody, 785-727-1939. That's just about all I prepared today, because it's you guys who need to call in and take part in Finally Friday. Had a good time last weekend on the Major Spoilers VIP chat for all of our gold members. Thank you so much to those of you who called in and participated in that live chat. We do that every month as a special bonus for our VIP members, and it's a lot of fun. This month we talked about some Dungeons and Dragons things. We talked about 3D printing stuff. We showed off the painted PAX Beast, which looks really cool. If you didn't get to participate in the gold chat and you are a gold member, you can go in and the archive of that episode is still there. You can watch it. You can see the chat and how it went down. It was Rob, Brian, and myself, and of course, dozen or so of our VIPs that took place in the chat. A couple of you even called in because we got the Skype line working too. So there you go. Some of you may have seen over on my website, stephenschleicher.com. I try to do every once in a while, I'll do a picture or something a day, not necessarily every day, but close enough to it. And I posted this picture. Here's a 3D print of something I did a couple of weeks ago. And I've been dying to test it out, dying to see how it would work and what it would do. And I also own a number of, if you haven't figured it out, I own a number of GoPro cameras. And so here is the unit loaded up with 6 GoPro cameras. It's pretty cool. And so what do I do with 6 GoPro cameras mounted onto this mount? Well, I take 360-degree images and 360-degree video with this setup. It's kind of cool. I've got a program that takes all the images. So all of these cameras, all the GoPro cameras, have a wireless remote. For those of you that have GoPros, you probably know that if you have the third or higher edition. And so I've got all 6 of those wired up to the same remote. And what I do is I place it in a scene where I'm trying to get a 360-degree image taken for some light, not really light probe because it's not really high dynamic range type stuff. But what I can do is I can get an accurate representation of the environment, bring that into a post effect application, stitch all those images together, and then bring that into a 3D application and use that image as a light projection map. So wherever the sun is in the sky, that's where the brightest light will be, and all the light reflection that bounces off the ground or off of a tree or a building or whatever all gets calculated in based on the color of that 360-degree image. And so that is really cool. And so I got a good kick out of going out and shooting today with this. They're all on the wireless, so all I have to do is just trigger it into photo mode, and then that takes pictures. Or maybe, I don't know if you've seen these 360-degree, what are they called, small world videos. And what they are is you use these GoPro cameras. Here's a sample of one right here. And turn this down. Whoops. Somehow bounced in the end of this guy's video. But you can see that it just creates this really weird illusion effect as the video is stitched together that makes it look like you're riding around on a really small planet. They're called spherical panoramas. This guy did it as a time lapse, but you could do it with video or whatever that you like. That's pretty crazy. So why there's actually a drawback to this, and I know this is a lot more technical on a show that's all about comic books and pop culture-y stuff, although you are starting to see a lot more of this, and especially with the popularity of GoPros, this fits into our pop culture definition. The problem with this is I've got four of the GoPro Hero 3s and two of the GoPro Hero 4s. The GoPro Hero 4s, I think you can go in and set varying ISOs, varying exposure settings on those, which is what you would do if you're trying to do a true high dynamic range imagery. The others do not, so I'm really only getting one layer. And so the way these HDR images work in a 3D application is they're layered. You take all the exposures, or one exposure that's been stitched together, and you're able to go into the 3D program, and you're able to dial down the exposure. Just like if you take the 3D camera and you turn down its exposure, things get darker, but they're not uniform dark. So the very bright sun would still become a very tight point of light while everything else goes dark, and you get a more accurate representation of the light that's coming from that. But for the example that I'm creating, it should work out just fine. And then I went out and shot the video portion, because I wasn't using this for video. I was just using this for the 3D 360-degree capture. I went and shot my video on my Kessler crane, or my Kessler pocket dolly, and have a couple of new legs that I attached on there so it could get up off the ground. And I'm hoping that in the next week, I've been doing this for another website, I'm hoping to have the complete video tutorial done and up on their website for those of you who are interested in that kind of thing. So there you go. In the chat, that's kind of like one of those crime scene 360 cameras. Kind of. Yeah, it's very much like that. The big difference is with this one, and maybe I can find an image really quick and put it up there. Problem with this is there is some overlap, and I actually found out because of the way one of the cameras is sitting in this 3D print. This whole mount is 3D printed. It's actually printed in three parts. One is this main part up here, then this one had to be screwed in at the bottom, and then it's got the stock right here. This was all done on my 3D printer, and this is a perfect print. I couldn't believe how great this print turned out. It does a pretty good job of capturing the entire area. The drawback is, and let me see if I can find this. Street sequence. The problem is, that is not it. Let's see if this image will come in or not. Probably not. Nope. It will not recognize an HDR image. The problem is that it's not, there's places of overlap, and there is a couple of places where it actually creates holes. So while you do get a fairly good representation of the entire area around you, there are some places that could go a little missing. And of course, because it's shooting immediately underneath the area as well, the stitching application tries to paint out the legs and those kinds of things automatically. So it's not perfect, but for trying to get a general representation of light in a scene, this works really great, and I'm super tickled pink that it works. The only drawback today was that it was very cloudy. It's overcast today, and so it's not going to be super great. It'll create a very dull reflectance or light map for the 3D model that I'll be putting in the scene, but it works. So there you go. Excuse me. 785-727-1939. The phone lines are open, or give me a call on the Skype line. Steven_Schleicher would love to talk with you on this Friday. I promise you that you cannot catch my cold through the phone lines or through the Skype line, so you might as well call in and have a chat. Or maybe you're having such a great weekend that you're already out and about. Once again, we're not on Alpha Geek Radio this week. I do appreciate all the help that Todd and others have tried to provide as we try to get this back up and running. I've narrowed down the problem to one of two things. The first is the fact that I'm on the brand new Yosemite on my Mac, and that could be causing some kind of wonkiness. A lot of people were upset a few versions ago where essentially a lot of applications stopped working because of the way that Apple was sandboxing their software. So I think that might be part of the problem in getting the audio stream from Soundflower, which is a application that hasn't been supported in a number of years. I think there may be a problem in that route. The other place that there might be a problem is actually in Wirecast, and I'll address that here in just a second as soon as we talk to who is on the phone.
Hi, Stephen. This is Lawson.
Hey, man. How are you?
I sound better than you do. Someone hasn't taken that Achilles mix, huh?
Man, I can't get all of that stuff here. I figured that by the time it all was shipped here that I'd be
you'd
over
be
this.
Well.
Yeah,
you'd
so this was
well.
Like, because you sent that like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yep, you'd have got it
so,
in a couple of days.
Yeah, so I was like, I'll be over this by Monday. I won't even order it. And then by Tuesday, I was still feeling really crappy. And so my wife got me some antibiotics from the doctor. The doctor's just like, well, he doesn't sound like he's getting better. Let me prescribe him some antibiotics. And this thing will not go away. The nice thing is it's now like right here in the very top part of my chest and in my back of my throat. But I guess the one good thing is that my voice is a lot deeper than it normally is. So that's a plus.
Okay. Batman 66, I'm still in hog heaven.
Oh, have you watched it? I haven't watched any of the episodes
I've been
yet.
Watching season one. I'm just at the end of season one. So good, corny, comedy, classic.
Did you get yours as a Blu-ray?
Yes.
And
with
does
my
it look a lot?
Batmobile and cards.
Oh, cool! Does it look super good? I know they restored it.
Yes, it looked well. I, as a child, we didn't have color TV.
Yeah, I know. I was the same way.
So to see it, you know, I used to see in color, but didn't know what the colors were. It does jump off the screen. It's nice. There's no, you know, you don't see any specks and good transfer. Excellent.
Good.
They cleaned it up real well.
Excellent. I'm glad that. You know, the reason why we hadn't had those in forever, in the same way with the Batman movie, because the rights were all screwed up between CBS and I forget who else, Desilu or whoever the other copyright owners were. And they worked for probably a decade just trying to get the rights figured out and who's going to get what and how much and those kinds of things. So I'm glad it's finally done and we're getting merchandise and TV shows and the movie and all that stuff.
Congratulations on 600.
Oh, thank you.
I listened the other day, so after listening, I'm going back and I'm going to get the anniversary episodes.
Oh, okay. I don't know if we did something. I think we, on some of the early ones, we were a little goofy because I think we were like, let's not celebrate 100. Let's celebrate 101. And
there is one where you skip the number.
Yeah, I think that's that happened. And there may be one that we doubled up on by accident, too.
And also, after listening, I'm going to listen to episode 10, because Matthew said something about you guys just went off on a tangent, so I'm have the stuff.
Well, I think that's the first time he joined the show was with episode 10 as a full-time person. I think he guessed it a couple of times before that. So yeah, you'd have to go in and see where that falls out at.
Huh. And I'm behind on The Flash, but I was on the site today and I saw your flashback about guessing about the reverse flash.
Yeah.
So I think
there's
it might
been
be
this.
Eddie.
Well, I mean that's the logical choice for those of us that know, because Edward Thorne or Eobard Thawne from the future is the Reverse Flash, Professor Zoom. And in the series, the cop detective is Eddie Thawne. So it makes sense that that should be the Reverse Flash. But I don't know where it got started that Dr. Wells, who everyone's guessed by now is a time traveler or has some kind of access to the future, for some reason people started saying, well, maybe he's the Reverse Flash. Maybe he caused all this. And certainly this week's episode where Detective West kind of questions Dr. Wells and says, hey, maybe you did something to create another speedster 14 years ago. And, you know, that caused some confusion. I guess a lot of people were thinking that he might be the Reverse Flash. He still could be. But the solicitation for this month's or for December's Flash episode, which is only three episodes away, has Barry fighting the Reverse Flash and using the help of Cisco and Dr. Wells to trap him. So it kind of throws that all off.
And the poll of the week. I'm a Star Trek guy.
Okay, good.
What is it about Star Trek? Is better because I think it laid the foundation for everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Star Trek was more, people don't realize it was a science fiction show in a Western dominated era.
Sure, yeah.
And here we are 50 years later, and the Western is all but a dead genre.
Yep, that's true.
And it's still going strong.
Yeah, yeah. So I think one of the things, and you might look, if you're wanting, because the reason why, and I was waiting for someone to say, how come you guys didn't talk about the poll of the week this week on the Major Spoilers podcast? Because we've had this discussion multiple times. I think I pull up a poll. There's a couple of polls that we rotate throughout the year, every year. And it seems like the Star Wars versus Star Trek is one of those that comes up at least once a year as just one of those. Well, let's see where everybody's sitting this time. And I think about a year ago, we did one that was Star Wars, Star Trek. And you've been listening within the last year, correct?
Yes.
So you heard the discussion with Dr. Brad Will and Dr. Scott Robson, where we sat down and talked about the difference about why Star Wars is a fantasy and Star Trek is science fiction. Did you hear that conversation?
I don't recall it. I may have listened, but I don't remember, but that makes sense. I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's a really interesting discussion because science fiction is looking at advancement going forward, and the fantasy of what Star Wars is more of storytelling, not necessarily a look at what we could be in the future. It's a really good discussion. I want to say it's in the 550s, somewhere around there. I think it's called Why Star Wars is Important or something like that is the title. We did it probably around May, June of this year. It definitely was before May of this past year. So go check that out.
Will do. And you have a good weekend. Get some rest.
Okay. What are you thankful for this year?
My children progressing.
Good. How is she doing at college? Is she having a good time?
Well, all of them actually. The one that's away at college, I'm having more withdrawal than she is.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
Emptiness.
Yeah.
But she's doing well. She'll be back for Thanksgiving.
Good.
But I'm just, you know, from where I came from, I'm just thankful to be here.
Good, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. So,
all right, man.
Enjoy.
Okay. Have a great weekend. Bye. And we won't have a show next week because of the holiday. But I'm hoping we will have a special podcast that'll be sent out next week, another Thanksgiving special like we did last year, where we get everybody to talk about a little bit about what we're thankful for. And obviously, many of us have a number of different reasons to be thankful in 2014. 785-727-1939, that's the number you want to call. So nice to hear from Hip Hop Head. Goes by a lot of names, JR. It's good to hear from you, and thank you. And I did get that email, so I just, like I said, thought that the ingredient list would arrive before, or I would get better before the ingredients would arrive. So there you go. All right, so I was talking about the other reason I think that we're not able to get the audio over to the Butt System and then on to Alpha Geek Radio. I think the other reason has to do with Wirecast. I have Wirecast for YouTube Pro version 5, just so you know. Wirecast, and I think I've talked about my problems with Wirecast in the past. Certainly people like Brian Brushwood have been super helpful in pointing me in the right directions at times. I can't say that Telestream has been the most helpful. But a couple of weeks ago, they released their Wirecast Pro and Wirecast Studio version 6. And if I want to get those, it's going to cost me, you know, like $1,000 to get that, to migrate that, because they consider Wirecast for YouTube and their Wirecast system, even though they look like they're the exact same thing, they consider them two different products. The big difference between YouTube is it's designed specifically for streaming to YouTube. The other Wirecast system can stream out to a number of different things, many of them simultaneous, so it could send out to Twitch and Ustream and YouTube and whatever else that you have. And I can understand that. And the problem is, in Yosemite, Wirecast is super buggy. At least version 5 is super, super buggy. The Wirecast version 6 is not, because I tested a demo of this last week right before we did this show, and it was smooth and it was working great and everything looked good, and there's no upgrade price. And in fact, they don't have Wirecast for YouTube version 6 out yet. And I would think that it would just be easy to release them simultaneously, but I finally got an email from them today. Oops, let me get that out of the way. And they said, hey, and I wrote them, I said, hey, I would be happy to pay some kind of an upgrade price to go directly from Wirecast for YouTube Pro 5 to Wirecast for YouTube Pro 6. And they wrote me back and they said, hey, yeah, we can do a trade-in and we can just charge you the difference between YouTube 5 and Pro 6. And that'll set you back $446. But you also have to pay the upgrade price of another $300, which makes us about $750, which is only $200 less than paying full price. Or if you just want to wait for YouTube Pro 6, it'll be available in January for $200. So I'm just shaking my head. I don't know what this company does. Caller, who's this?
It's that time of the show where Steven checks out. Other listeners have turned the radios off.
Why have they turned their other radios off?
Yep. Like, oh, God, that guy's calling in again. Steven just gets this blade look over his eye.
No, that's I'm actually looking at a couple of different things, so I get that wave regardless. So what's new this week?
I didn't call in last week. I figured I'd give you a break. So.
No, that's okay. We had a lot of people call in, a lot of new people call in last week, which was great.
Yeah, I know. That was good. I saw that. So what's going on?
Not a whole lot. Like I said, just trying to deal with the with these streaming issues, trying to get everything working so people can listen in their car on their mobile devices.
Right.
Then I've got to later tonight edit a new Critical Hit podcast and get my comic book orders in, because those are due today.
Oh, I gotta do that.
Yep. Are you picking up anything?
Did you read Multiversity?
No, I have not yet. In fact, I was hoping for a couple of other books to come in this week to read. That was one of them, but I haven't had a chance. Was it really good? Every review I've seen has just been fantastic.
Yeah, I'm going to be writing a review probably tonight, but it is so good. I spent an hour going through it and reading it because it's so...
I hear it goes super, super deep.
Yeah, you can read it in so many ways.
Is this the second or third Multiversity book that's been out?
Fourth, I think.
Oh, fourth. Man, I am behind. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, the problem I have is that every single one of these is part of the same story, right? But each one is named something different. Pax Americana.
Each one's its own number one, which is weird.
I think that's just going to add to the confusion of people who want to read the story.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Tell somebody. I don't know why they didn't just do Multiversity number 1, 2, 3. Nobody's going to know that this is part of the whole thing.
Yeah, because I look at it and it's like, oh, that's a spinoff. Let me wait for the Multiversity number 2 to come out.
Okay, exactly. We had so many people asking for when Multiversity number 2 is coming out. We're like, well, it's not really, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know. There's other stuff, too, that was good this week.
The book that I most recently read was the Gotham Academy number 2 from last week, which I thought was really, really good. And kind of creates this mystery of what's going on at the school, and why everybody is and what Olive's role in what happened to her mother over the summer or whatever has got everybody freaked out about her. So it's going to be interesting.
Were we supposed to have figured out by the end of that issue who her mom is?
I don't know. I don't think so. At least I hope not.
I'm guessing it's. the Cobblepot girl, woman that they're talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Diary from.
Yeah, it could be.
That's the impression I got, but I didn't know. I was like, if they're trying to make this clear, I have no freaking clue who it is.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that easy that she's related to Penguin. I don't think that would be... I think she'd be more ostracized that way. So, yeah. I don't know. It's an interesting book.
It is. It's a nice different book. I was glad to see that. I don't know. I enjoyed that one. So.
Cool. So next week is Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for?
What am I thankful for? I am thankful for Steven running an awesome website. My stupid ass writing for it. As well as family and all that other good junk and comics.
All right. Sounds good, man. Anything else?
No, that was it. I just saw that Detective Lego set. I thought that was pretty sweet.
Man, that thing is going to be so awesome.
That's crazy. I don't know. Lego's trying to make me poor.
They do a good job of it. Some of those sets are, I remember...
Excellent job, yeah.
I've got so many sets that are unopened. I've got that Tower of Sauron one, that one that stands like 3 feet tall or whatever it is. Have not opened that one up. But that one was expensive. I think it was like $300.
Oh, wow.
I think is what that was. Lego Tower of Sauron. Sauron or Sauramon? I don't see it here. Oh. Somebody made a tower, an Eye of Sauron tower. Anyway, it was expensive.
Yeah, I want the Simpson house. That's like $200.
I've got the Simpson house I haven't built together either, so.
Is it really? Oh,
yeah.
Man.
If there's a, there's, wow. You know, there was a time where everything cool Simpson, or anything Lego that came out that was cool, I was grabbing it, so.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, you have a great Friday, and say hey to your family, and say hey to everybody at the comic book shop.
All right, thank you, man. Bye.
All right, take care. Good to hear from Chris, and see what he's going on this week. Trying to think who else could be calling in today. It's a little bit after four. We got about 25 minutes left before I have to go pick up the kids. Mason, of course, is super excited about Thanksgiving because he's got a couple of days off school next week. He's going to hang around at home, and Guardians of the Galaxy is now available on the Apple TV and has been for a week, and he's dying to watch it again because he loved it in the theater, was Star-Lord for Halloween, has asked for a bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy stuff for Christmas. He's getting, and it's a good thing he doesn't watch these episodes, or at least I hope he's not watching these episodes. He's got all the Disney Infinity 2.0 figures coming his way for Christmas, and he's been excited about the Infinity set. It's kind of soured on Skylanders, which is good because those things are a lot more, there's a lot more of those and they're a lot more expensive in the long run. So, I know he's going to have a good time, and we did decide, for those of you that were wondering last week, we did decide to give him the Lego Batman 3 before Christmas, like the when he's off, when his Christmas break begins. We're going to give him the Lego Batman 3 early so he can play that while I'm down doing dad things at the website. If you haven't seen, here's the episode of The Flash. This is episode 9, so it's only 3 episodes away. This is the episode where the Reverse Flash and Flash fight. Oh my goodness, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, my voice has just about gone here, and I can feel another round of coughing fits coming on, so instead of making you endure that, I'm going to just fade out this week. And let you guys enjoy your holiday. We'll be off for a week, and then we'll be back. I'm going to bet that getting out of the house for a couple of days is going to be good for me. We'll be back that first weekend in December, and it'll be the first Friday in December. So let's hope that you have a good holiday if you're here in the U.S. For everyone else around the world, thank you for being a part of the Major Spoilers experience. Thank you for being Major Spoilers VIPs. And thank you to our Major Spoilers VIPs for making this episode possible. And we will see you again real soon when we once again get to Friday.
Shopify helps you sell at every stage of your business. Like that, let's put it online and see what happens stage.
And the site is live.
That we opened a store and need a fast checkout stage.
Thanks, you're all set.
That count it up and ship it around the globe stage.
This one's going to Thailand.
And that, wait, did we just hit a million orders stage? Whatever your stage, businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for your $1 a month trial at shopify.com/listen.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.